We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
93.7 The Fan is doing its part to help Pittsburgh stay connected. Go to our radio.com app and get ideas to help you during this stay-at-home time. Just go to radio.com/stay connected. Yes, yes, yes. In the spirit of the Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its team of the 2010s, its all-decade team, Pony and Muller. Steelers all-decade team, Chris. I present to you.
I'm ready.
As you are the fine editor of this, it is going through, like many of your award-winning Yard Barker pieces, you write it. And then you present it to an editor who makes very few changes to it. I am giving you the rough draft, and then Chris Muller has the red pen out ready to possibly make some slight adjustments to it. It is the PM team, Steelers all-decade team, Chris. Would you like to begin on defense? This is a franchise built on defense.
Yeah.
Once in a while, the defense takes the field first. At Heinz Field, 60,000 plus
things of that nature,
waving terrible towels and whatnot. Let's start on the defensive line. Your defensive tackle is Big Snack Casey Hampton. Your defensive ends, Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt.
No issues with Hayward or Tuitt, but if we're going in the middle of a true nose tackle, I don't know, by the end of Big Snack's career, 10, 11, and 12, is he better in those three seasons than Javon Hargrave was in his Steelers career?
I think Hampton's 2010 is better than anything we saw from Hayward.
Than Hargrave.
Or Hargrave, yes, sorry.
Got my what about H's his confused. 2010? I thought Javon Hargrave's 2019 was pretty damn good, at least comparable. Being asked to do different things, but still really good.
And if they're comparable, shouldn't the tie be given to the defensive stalwart who was a part of a defense that led a team to a Super Bowl appearance?
Look, I'm not going to fight you on this one, mainly because people are going to feel nostalgic about Big Snack, who used to show up at training camp so out of shape that Mike Tomlin would disgustedly just make him run around the auxiliary field.
Thank you, Chris.
And it seemed like a Tom and Jerry game.
Thank you for being
Hampton
so deferential.
Hampton knew if he showed up out of shape, he would get in shape, but that he wouldn't have to do any of the actual work at training
camp. Let's move on to the PM team, Steelers all-decade linebackers. The outside linebackers. T.J. Watt and James Harrison.
Hard for me to argue because Watt, despite not playing that long yet this decade, is an obvious choice for this. Jason Worlds, Jarvis Jones. I know, I'm naming names for a reason here. Worlds retires after maybe starting to show some promise with 15 and a half sacks his last two seasons. He retires. Jarvis Jones is a bust. Bud Dupree has one great year on his resume, and that's this past one. James Harrison, though, a first-team All-Pro in 2010, 10 and a half sacks. James Harrison's first 3 years, frankly, of the decade are still a better three-year run than anybody not named T.J. Watt has had. I'm struggling to argue with you here.
The inside linebackers, Ryan Shazier and Lawrence Timmons.
Lawrence Timmons for sure. Shazier, Yeah, I don't have – I can't – if Devin Bush had played two seasons thus far and been excellent in both of them, I would consider putting him in there over Shazier, but I can't do that yet because Shazier had shown enough until his unfortunate injury to make you think he was on a very good trajectory. Lawrence Timmons, ultimately one of the more underrated Steelers of recent memory, in my opinion.
Let's move to the All-Decade Team secondary. At the cornerback spots, Swaggin' You, Ike Taylor, and big play, Willie Gay.
At corners?
Yes.
Joe Hayden over Willie Gay.
Not here long enough.
Better than.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you're putting William Gay in here. I just assumed this was Ike and Joe Hayden, and that was that.
Joe Hayden has played for 3 years. What was William Gay here for?
T.J. Watts played.
The whole decade?
T.J. Watts played for 3 years. Okay, T.J. Watts played for 3 years. Don't tell me William Gay was so sparkling in his play that it supersedes three very good years, by and large, from Joe Hayden, who helped transform that defense when they stole him after the Browns cut him. Come on, man. Get William Gay out of there. If you want to make him the slot cornerback in sub-package football.
There's no spot for a slot corner. All right, I'll allow Muller to make one change. The safety spots.
I'm surprised you haven't made a crack about how the one guy
Trying to get a Brown player.
Yeah, I get it. Brown. Yes, thank you.
Your safeties, Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark.
Yeah, I mean, I think Minka was so unbelievably transformative this year that I could make a case for him. But
both those guys were good.
Yeah, I mean, Troy's a Hall of Famer, and Ryan Clark is one of the underrated sort of warhorse-type players. The only question with me about Troy, he made a Pro Bowl in 2013. His last elite year, though, was 2011.
Who are the other safeties that we would even consider?
No.
Mike Mitchell stinks. Sean Davis blows.
No, you'd have to drop Minka in there with Ryan Clark, and you can't do that. No, Troy is a two-time All-Pro this decade. He's there. He's good.
Let's move to special teams before we do the offense. Your kicker, Sean Sweezum.
I think that's the right call. Boswell had such a bad year in 2018.
Your punter, Jordan Berry.
Oof. Man, they've been abysmal at punter, haven't they?
And they've just allowed Jordan Berry. He's got nine lives like a feline, apparently. He can't go away. They're bringing him back in 2021, which is ridiculous. Or 2020. Maybe they will 2021. Maybe they'll let him retire. And then move back to Australia where he belongs. Your kick returner, punt returner is Antonio Brown, Chris.
Well, yeah, I mean, that might be the thinnest group of all. And my God, they have had some just atrocious. Can we get a special punt returner in, though, for when they know they need a fair catch, they throw Switzy back there?
Let's move Antonio to the all-decade offense for your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Is Danny Smith the all-decade special teams coach?
No,
he's the only one.
The all-decade coach is Mike Munchak. Let's move.
Just generally the all-decade coach.
Yes. Let's move to the offensive
side of the ball. That this was a fraudulent committee putting this together. Then
offense.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterbacks: Ben Roethlisberger, Charlie Batch.
You could get somebody in there for Ben, I think.
What's that, Chris? You broke up there.
I won't do that. I won't play that game.
Your running backs:
Batch. Batch, you know why I love Batch in that spot? Because I think there is some competition for backup quarterback. Like, if you wanted the story, you could go Hodges, even though he wasn't that good. Batch had some games where he would step in, and he wasn't
just good.
He was, like, very good to almost great at times.
Your running backs, Le'Veon Bell and Rashard Mendenhall.
You know what? My distaste for Mendenhall by the end is so great that I would throw D'Angelo Williams and his great season of relief in there. What?
Mendenhall had a game that won them the AFC Championship.
I know
he fumbled the Super Bowl,
but
he won them the penultimate game of the season. If there was an MVP award
for
the conference championship.
If this was an all-decade tetherball team, Rashard Mendenhall would be
by himself.
First pick.
Yes. Wide receivers, Antonio Brown again and Mike Wallace.
I think that's the right call. I was trying to make a case for Emmanuel Sanders, but you can't. You just can't do that. It's pretty clear cut there.
Tight end, Heath Miller.
Yes.
Your line?
Nick Vanette.
He wouldn't want to be on the team. He would turn it down. and then blame the Steelers.
Did you see that Goober Vanette, like a month before he trashed them?
Oh, I know. Papiani retweeted it. Just brilliant.
Like, pump the tires. I love this place. It's great. What the hell changed?
Left tackle, El Villanueva. Left guard, Ramon Foster. Center, Marquise Pouncey. Right guard, David DeCastro. Right tackle, Marcus Gilbert.
Seems pretty cut and dried there again. I don't really find fault with any of that.
So you made one change, Chris.
Yeah, it was a pretty big one. With all due respect to William Gay, Joe Hayden's already done more in 3 years. Sorry. Also, Willie Gay at like 5'8.5", 5'9", he's not playing on the outside. Just FYI.
Thank you, Chris.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.